Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you rockaholics and entertainmentholics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of You Guessed It. Sounds like they're here. No, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's, what the fuck is that on the East Coast? 6 to 7 p.m. Yeah, for all my East Coast listeners. I have a lot of friends and family out there. Anyway, this is being brought to you by Get Real Global Entertainment on LA Talk Radio Channel 1, iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, all Amazon Alexa devices, and now on Spotify.
Yes.
XM Sirius Radio, I'm fucking coming for you next.
Yep.
You're on my radar. Anyway, that sounded kind of creepy. Hey, I got iHeartRadio, now I'm going to get the other one. And you can also listen to Jenny's Real Rock, R-A-W-K, on Rock Rage Radio every Friday night from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That is 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. So go check us out on rockrageradio.com for our other show, which is all about rock. So we could feature you guys on that show, too.
Absolutely.
So, let's see. This is your hostess with the mostest, Jennifer DeVoe, a.k.a. Jenny. And we're going to bring on Jane, my co-host, business partner, and, well, the husband.
The husband.
The husband. James Muse.
What's up? How you doing, baby?
JJ, as we like to call him in our circles.
That's right.
We won't tell you why. No, just kidding. Figure out at least one part of
James
it.
James Jr.
The James part. No, God damn it. We won't.
Oh, well.
Say don't tell him your middle name. So yeah.
Nah.
Then people could look you up and then stalk you, and you know shit could happen.
Yeah, we don't.
Shit goes south like that in L.A. You know what I'm saying? We got two awesome people in the studio with us today.
Yes.
He's not just a name. He's a band.
Right.
He's everything and then some. His Katie Ashley.
Yay!
Fuck yeah!
Hey, what's up, Jen?
Katie Ashley!
Yes.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
No problem. Brought to you by Metal Babe Mayhem, MBM LLC. Was it MBM Music LLC.com?
Right.
That's what's up.
We'll play the advertisement later. But that is our wonderful friend and pal, rock journalist Allison Cohen.
Great gal.
We love Allison.
Yes, we do.
Yes, and she brought us Katie Ashley today.
Yes.
Like I said, here's a concept, a name, a band.
A brand.
A brand.
Brand.
Definitely a brand.
All kinds of stuff.
Right.
Not for everyone.
See, hey, well, fuck them.
Yeah. Exactly. You know that's the whole attitude.
As long as you appeal to some people. What does it fucking matter?
It doesn't even matter at all. I don't care if we appeal to anyone. We do what we do because we have fun and we enjoy
it. Because you love it, right?
We love it.
We love it, exactly.
Exactly.
Same thing we're doing here.
Yes.
We like doing what we do.
I can tell.
And if people don't like us, they can fuck off.
Fuck off.
Change the channel.
Big old middle finger.
That's the word of the day. Fuck off.
To all the haters.
Hey, you're basically listening to the female Howard Stern cocksucker, so you better get real and get on board, motherfuckers.
That's what's up.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Get on board, bitches. That's all I got to say. Anyway, Katie Ashley. I love that. It's kind of like an Alice Cooper kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like that awesome, you know what I mean? Like
I pretty much came up with the idea so I wouldn't be like bossed around. I was sick of playing in everyone's band and they just didn't really have much to do. No agenda. They just kind of went at the rehearse. And
milling around.
Wait for the next big thing.
There's no big thing
coming. I mean, rock and roll died a long time ago. And
it fucking did not. Don't lie to me.
Well, you know what I mean?
I go to rock shows every goddamn week.
Well, yeah, for that. But I mean, yeah. As far as like, you know, the big what's, you know, happening, and you know, you got to be like a pop or a contemporary artist to really make it these days.
Some bullshit.
It is, and that's part of the reason why
hip hop,
right? Or you have to, because I just want to, you know, make sure that people know that rock and roll is still alive.
Fuck yes, it is.
Even in small, you know, small form, it's still a relevant part
in
of
LA,
everyday life.
In L.A., it's a huge fucking part.
Oh, definitely.
Form.
Other places, not so much.
L.A., it's a huge fucking part. Where I come from, I'm from Maine. Maine is about rockers. Everything is rock. Rock, rock, rock. Heavy metal, rock. Everything's about that. I mean, you guys, some people listen to country, you know what I'm saying, which is cool. I like country. Don't get me wrong. Troy Bullock, what's up?
Yes.
Anyway, that's our famous country fan person.
Never heard of him.
Yes,
he's
yeah.
awesome. You'd love him.
Have you heard of Wheeler Walker Jr.?
Sounds familiar.
Oh, you gotta check him out.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah.
I think I've seen him on Facebook.
He's a crazy motherfucker.
I gotta check
him out. Yeah, definitely YouTube him, check him out. He's
What's
crazy.
His name again?
Wheeler Walker Jr.
Wheeler Walker Jr.
Yeah.
We like it. Okay. Well, now we do to introduce our second guest with Katie Ashley. It's his drummer.
This is Hector.
Yo, what's up, everybody?
Hector,
what's
the up? Awesome. It's Hector the Awesome.
Thank you.
The drummer.
One of my
awesome
bestest
drummer.
Friends in the whole world. I trust fucking, my life with him.
He's a fucking drummer, dude.
Yeah.
Drummers are fucking awesome.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
They bring the thunder, bitches.
Yeah.
The thunder.
Oh, yeah.
Like our buddy Mike Weekly from Dirty Machine.
Yeah.
We know how you guys really rock. And if your timing is off, everybody else's is off.
You're only as strong as your drummer.
This is what I'm saying. Yeah. Because if the drummer is off
Wise
a
words.
Tiny little bit, it throws the rest of the band off. You are what sets the pace. You are what sets the timing. And a lot of people don't fucking get that when
right.
it comes to the logistics of a band. Because, I mean, I was in concert band, you know, and marching band, shit like that. So I know it's the same general principle. If anything is off, like especially the percussion, that is your main thing. They keep the beat, they keep the time.
Mm.
And if you don't keep along with that, or if they're off time, then it's gonna fuck you all up.
Yeah, Hector's an amazing drummer. He's been with us for a while, and I couldn't ask for any better.
Now, you look really familiar, Hector. I have seen you before.
He's been around.
Yeah, I played a lot of shows.
I've seen you somewhere. I don't know where.
I play in Aside with Katie, which he's my neighbor, my best friend,
awesome.
My brother.
We've been like neighbors and brothers.
Yeah.
Like
yeah. Aside from Katie, Katie found me playing in a bunch of metal bands. I played in bands like Rattlehead, Cynical. I don't know if you ever heard of
sounds
any of those
familiar.
Bands. I played in another band called Viscera.
Viscera sounds familiar. I've heard Viscera.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're around.
Yeah. I did a lot of shows, a lot of touring nationwide, internationally.
Because you look familiar, like I've seen you at the Whiskey.
Yeah, I played at the Whiskey many times.
Because
played with Grandpa's Nuts plays at the Whiskey
exactly.
a lot.
I was going
to
say Grandpa's
I play with
Nuts.
That band a lot. Shout out to them.
Shout out to Brent.
Yeah, to Brent.
Shout out. We like it.
Yeah.
We like shout outs. Shout out to all our homies around the world and stuff.
Cheers.
Right. Yeah.
No, cheers. Fuck that.
Hey, I'm from the East
Not
Coast.
Not after last night. Me too, buddy.
Connecticut.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
We're part of the East Coast. You from?
Connecticut.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You, okay.
I've been to Maine.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
We're going to fellow New Englander up in this pitch.
You meet a lot of New Englanders.
I
all the time
love my fellow New Englanders.
Bar Harbor.
All y'all
Bahama.
Invading my
Bahama. State. Yeah, Bahama.
Bahama, motherfucker. Bahama for real. Serious, you know. That's wicked awesome.
Yeah.
It's fucking wicked awesome, yo. Seriously,
do you
though,
know what they're talking about?
I have no idea what
Me
they're
either.
Talking about.
Me either. What the fuck is this shit?
I'm kind of just like,
did you see the series Poundage? That fucking the Red Sox totally jammed up fucking the Yankees' ass?
It's funny, yeah.
They got brutalized. Mm-hmm. That was fucking...
It was like 14-1.
It was bad.
It was real bad.
You got... Pwned, bitches.
I seen that home run. He hit that grand slam. I was like, damn, that was tight. I like that.
The Red Sox have a long-standing hatred of the fucking Yankees because they stole the babe and made us have, what, 81, 82-year fucking dry spell where we didn't win a goddamn World Series? And now we've won 4, motherfuckers.
So
say
he was,
something
so
else.
Babe Ruth was
just
originally
a Red
Sox?
We won 4.
Fuck yeah, that's what's up.
What now?
I said originally Babe Ruth was the
fucking Red Sox.
Yes. Oh, I didn't know that. Uh-huh. Yeah. Learned something new every day.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he got traded. And then he went over and he was playing for the Yankees.
Yeah, because they always show him in like a Yankees uniform. Yeah,
but originally he was a Red Sox motherfucker.
No, he was.
So yeah. They say they call it the curse of the Babe. So
I've heard that before.
He got traded, boom.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
New England, New England.
Some baseball historians for y'all.
Some little information for you. And if you're a New Englander like we are, me and Hector.
Yeah.
You know, call us 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815. Call us and tell us how much you thought it was awesome how the Red Sox beat the Yankees' ass yesterday.
Yeah. They spanked the dim.
14-1.
You guys are loving it.
Oh! I fucking love it. I was so happy.
And
when I realized this monumental thing while I'm smoking marijuana at a local dispensary.
That's what's up right
now. Yeah. That's
what's up, Mr. 5 Grams 8th? I'm going to give the address because I don't know if they're legal. Anyway,
yeah.
They're on weed maps. You can find
everyone in Hollywood's fucking stoned out of their minds. That's all I can see around.
I love it.
Awesome. I love it too.
Do you guys partake or
why? Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, all the way.
Yes,
it's like
all day long.
Like it. It's like part of my life, man.
It's medication.
Yeah. Well, some musicians say no, and then some.
There's a lot of sober acts out right now. I just want to tell them, you don't know what you're missing. The weed right now in LA is fucking
hell
ridiculous.
Yeah, it's fire
ridiculous.
Right now.
Have a weed, take a shot, you know, something, you know, have a little whiskey, maybe some.
Oh, I love to drink some beer. You know, yeah, I'm not really too much of a hard alcohol guy.
I'm a whiskey dude.
Okay, you're a whiskey dude. I'm a whiskey chick.
Yeah.
I like beer.
That's a New England thing. Yep. Whiskey's usually a New England
I like to get fucked up. There's no secret. Cats out of the bag.
I mean, I go for generic
shit. I'm a Jack Daniels bitch.
Oh, okay.
If I'm gonna go top, you know, top shelf shit. If I'm gonna go generic, then what the fuck?
I was gonna say, I consider Jack Daniels and Jim Beam generic to me, only because there's so many different like more expensive like scotches and bourbons.
You're right about that.
But
what do you think? You're an alcohol connoisseur.
I like Jack Daniels.
Me too. I would say
good too.
I like Jim Beam and Jack. Those are my two favorites.
You know who I think should sponsor us though? I mean, besides Jack Daniels.
Right.
Come on, bring it on. We've gone to some of your
events.
Please. Like we'll literally have a bottle right here in the middle of the motherfucking table and take a shot.
Jack Daniels has been putting on their own events here in Los Angeles.
They sure did.
Couple of months. They've been putting on some serious Jack events. And I'm like, fuck yeah, they got Jack Daniels events. This is bitching. And Jim Beam's cool, but feckin' Irish whiskey. Because we drink it all the time.
Oh, fuck.
It's a $10, like a good size bottle, like a fifth for $10.
Oh, wow. That's a good price, actually.
Yeah.
Wow. It's called
$10 out the door.
Feckin',
fuck yeah.
F-E-C-K-I-N. Feckin' Irish whiskey.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It's good shit.
I have to check it out.
Smooth. Yeah. It's not harsh at all.
When I want to be daring, I'll have to.
Right? Now there's some more generic for you. Hector is generic whiskey. Awesome. What kind of beer do you drink?
I like whatever. Pretty much just a regular beer, like a Budweiser. I'm not picky, man. I'm a cheap date.
I got you.
I don't give a fuck.
What do you like to do on your cheap dates?
You know, the average stuff. I just like to get on tables. Kind of like
get on tables, dance.
You know what I mean? Just go crazy, let loose.
Okay. I like it.
I like to go crazy. When I go out, I actually go out when I go out. Most people go out and they just sit there and they look at their phones and they're like,
sounds like we all need to go tonight and hit a bar somewhere.
But I just like to go when I go. I don't go out all the time because I work a lot.
I play in bars.
Well, you know, I play in bars, but
that's what I'm saying. So it's not like.
But as far as going out without the whole playing thing, like I don't go out a lot. So when I do go out, it's a fucking hurt. Hurricane. I mean, Hector's seen me before, man. It's
you're like us. We don't go out like a lot as far as like
right.
going out. Our version of going out is work.
For the most part.
We go to see concerts and events and things like that.
That's cool, though.
But we're filming the whole time. I mean, I enjoy myself. I'm having a great time at the same time, but I'm concentrating on taking pictures.
We do a lot of concerts.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Cool.
But it's fun.
You should throw us on one sometime. We'd love to come tear it up.
This is what we want to do.
Fuck yeah.
We were talking about Five Star Bar.
Dude, what's up?
Los Angeles. Yeah, fuck
yeah. Yeah, we're available in the summertime.
Oh, yeah. So last night, real quick, we went and we were judges. JJ and I were judges at
the Five Star Bar.
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
Vans Warped Tour. They're doing the Battle of the Bands, round one. If you want to be part of the Battle of the Bands, check out Nathan Young of Youngblood Productions and hit him up and let him know you're a band and you want to compete. If you think you've got what it takes to bring it.
And you probably don't.
And
but go ahead and try.
Some of them do, some don't. It just depends. But we watched four bands last night and we were judges and what was it? Try to remember the name of the band that won.
Who'd you guys vote for?
Vera?
Varsity Kid?
Something like that, yeah.
Varsity Kid?
Something like that.
Yeah, well, anyway.
Were they good?
They were good.
Never heard of them.
But it was weird. It was like three ska, like punk type bands.
Oh, right. Weird, yeah.
With
a trombone.
And they had horns and everything. It was awesome.
Had the one trombone.
Mighty Mighty Boss Tones kind of ish type of, you know, kind of. And it was really good sound. But three of the bands were like that. The last one was a little more heavier than the the middle.
No, the third band. Too.
But the third band was like, totally different.
That was the one with genre. The female lead.
It was a screamo band.
Okay.
With a tiny little, I think she was Hispanic. Little Hispanic chick.
Yeah, I bet. Like, nice, yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, this is coming out of a chick.
Yeah.
Yep. Fuck yeah. It was awesome. I couldn't understand what
it was. Yeah, that's usually how it is when they do that.
The crowd was...
Still sounds really cool. The
crowd was just not really, like, moving very much. And,
well, it was a Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably why.
A lot of people but before also...
That, but the other bands were bringing... Like, people were moshing and
look,
jumping.
Look, the females were moshing. Yeah. It was like the females started like pushing on each other. Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
It was cool.
You know, I always say this. I mean,
but it wasn't for that band, though. It was for the bands that were more mainstream-y bands.
Right.
It wasn't for the heavy metal band, the Screamo.
Right. Oh, it was for the ska band.
Yeah.
A lot of it has to do with the way that you have crowd relation. A lot of people forget that the show is not just you playing and you staying still and going, you know what I mean, or whatever.
No, you have to get the crowd interacted and engaged. Okay.
You have to talk to someone, pick someone, and look at them.
The little Asian dude in the band.
You got to reach out, man. Yeah.
Now, the little Asian dude in the band actually did try to get people engaged. He was the only one, though.
Right.
Of all the Screamo band, this Asian kid, who was a fucking really incredible, like, guitarist, we talked to him after the show.
Yeah, yeah.
He was like, come on, yeah, let's do this. He was all like, right. He was really, like, trying to get people engaged and involved. And I was I had to give him some props for that shit.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. You got to do that. People aren't going to notice you unless you, like, pretty much shove it down their fucking throats, you know?
Oh, okay.
But he legitimately asked us, okay, why did we lose? Can we ask, like, what can we work on to make us better to be able to, you know, win some of these competitions? What do you suggest? You know what I mean? We talked to him and stuff and told him.
What did you guys have to say?
Well, I couldn't understand a fucking word she was saying. Constructive
criticism?
But I said, technically, it's screamo music, and most of those bands can't understand a fucking word they're saying anyway. So I guess it kind of fit with that style. So that wasn't really any points against them necessarily, because I had to take into consideration they're a totally separate entity from the other three bands.
Yeah. Right.
Different genres completely.
And I think that's totally.
And I had to take them based on their genre, not based on the other three.
The other bands, I get it.
And I think they had, and the other people had, I guess, friends come in with them also.
No, but they did too.
They did?
Those were the guys that were standing there going,
gee.
Yeah. They were the third band on. The last band, there was nobody there. There was almost nobody.
Oh, yeah.
It was sad because they were actually a decent band, you know?
You never want to take the really late slot. It's always bad news.
But the funny thing is, the band that won, they were my favorite, actually, because they really, the crowd was like, really like into getting it. Into
right,
it.
They
and
brought
they were
it.
Like, they mm-hmm. brought the
they
shit.
They brought it hard.
And they made people really, like, they were all getting the people engaged. Come on, yeah.
Yeah, that's what.
Yeah, if you know this song, sing along. They played right. the cover of some song, and it was really a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome.
I couldn't understand a lot of what he said because he was too close to the mic. And I said, look, I told him outside, I'll be honest with you. I said, the only points I would take it off for you from you guys at all was you were too close to the mic. You need to back up just a little bit so it's not so, like, right up there. Mm-hmm. And try to enunciate your words a little more clearly so people, you know what I'm saying? Because that's the whole part of, like, if I can't understand what the fuck they're singing and Welcome to the Jungle... Son of a bitch. I don't
right.
know.
Right. I mean, what is a song
jungle?
Without the lyrics?
What the fuck
yeah.
is the point of listening
so
to the
So many people
to the
forget.
Jungle.
You got
to
pronunciate singers. Remember that. You really,
yes.
really got to push your words out. Your syllables are important.
Enunciation.
Exactly.
Enunciate those fucking words. Get your vocal, you know, go, oh, 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 and do all the little vocal training.
Yeah, a lot of bands out there in Hollywood sound like a bunch of garbled, you know, vocals.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, it sounds cool. It sounds aggressive. It sounds hip. But, like, what the fuck are you saying?
Yes.
You know?
And if I can't understand a fucking word you're saying, it kind of loses its appeal to me, but other than that, the fucking band brought the thunder, and I said that was the only points I took off for you guys. To be honest, I said those are the only points I took off. Honestly, was because I couldn't understand what you were saying. Mm-hmm. But I like the style of music. I like how you incorporated horns. I like, you know, there was a lot of things to it that they were very unique and original, as was the first band and the last band. Even they were all original. They were
yeah.
all unique.
Yeah, for the most
but,
part.
I mean, how do you guys? What do you guys feel? Sets you guys apart, I mean, from other bands. Like, if you, I mean, I know you guys don't give a fuck. You're like, you know what I mean? You're just like trying to play for you and you're having a good time and it's not all about, you know.
Well, you know, something interesting. When I joined the band, well, I'm like a nut when it comes to perfection.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Which is usual
for a drummer.
Yeah. Like, I practiced many years playing drums. I played in over, you know, 20 bands.
How many years have you been playing?
I've been playing now probably about, like, 12 years.
Okay.
But, like, seriously, professionally, I've been playing for the past, like, 7 or 8 years.
Okay.
Like I said, when I, you know, joined his band, it was a shock to me because they're more about shocking people than caring about how the music is, you know, being as perfect as it can be.
I got you.
And actually...
Shock value.
Surprisingly...
Oh, yeah, a ton of it.
I didn't understand it until I started playing the shows.
Okay,
because what he does is very unique. What he does is he'll do like 3 or 4 props,
uh-huh.
you know, and he won't tell anybody in the band what they are. Not even his girlfriend.
Oh, love it.
Which is interesting because she lives with him. So, like, technically, she knows all the skeletons.
Yeah, I
got
to hide my weird props,
you know,
for shows.
But, like,
I like it to be a surprise for everyone, you know.
Like,
even if you're right next to me, it could still be a surprise.
No, but that's showmanship.
Right.
That's like, you know what I mean? You're like,
so,
yeah, that's cool.
Because of that, a lot of people stay and watch and they film, you know, because he'll do something. Like, one time he wrote, like, I think he wrote, like, fuck you or something like that with, like, shaving cream, like, on a stage, like, at the Whiskey.
Nice.
And then he threw a bunch of, like, I mean, I'm sorry to everybody there that's, like, religious. I'm not judging anything, but I thought it was kind of cool.
He's
going
to bring up the Bible.
But, like, he grabbed pages from the Bible and wrote, like, I am Batman and, like, all this stuff.
All this weird stuff.
And just, like...
They were all shredded, and I just, like, you know, but
and like 3 people that were like super, like, you know, religious. They
really offended.
But then they came back in.
Give me another
one.
But to everyone else,
but
it was
then
like,
they
what
came,
the
but
fuck
then
is
they
going
came
on?
Back in to see what else he was going to do. So it's almost like what
well,
I
it's
said.
It's absolute destruction when I played the last time.
Yeah.
I mean, I was pretty much, you know, kind of just doing it for shock value. I do all kinds of stuff. I mean, I throw porn
it's
pages,
like a party,
toilet paper,
basically.
Water guns filled with beer. I mean, I've done it. I smash instruments. Like one time I smashed a keyboard on the Angel because I play a keyboard on that song. When I was done using it, you know, and on the Gypsy Curse, I use a tambourine. I always smash it when I'm done.
Yeah.
I like to smash stuff, but because of that, I feel like it's just kind of been more gimmicky these last times. I'm kind of gonna fade it out.
I don't think you should
phase it out a little bit. Well, I'm thinking a little bit because, you know, I don't want it to be all shock value. I like to concentrate a little bit more on the music these days, but it's not gonna go away completely. There'll always be a surprise at a Kaylee Ashley gig, but. For the most part, I kind of want to, you know, tone it down a little bit because it gets kind of crazy, man. People get mad.
Yeah, the owners of the bars, they're not about that.
Oh, you don't know what I did to them. They put me last because they know they're going to have a cleaning crew mop it up.
Then you need to go to the fucking Regent Theater, dude.
I've never been there.
Just fucking saw Insane Clown Posse there.
Okay.
Fago.
Right.
Fucking way.
I bet.
We were covered in Fago.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they soda? Oh, man.
That's some Juggalo shit. Oh, my God.
Two bottles of soda. 2 liter bottles of Fago.
Yep.
Them down a bottle. Yep. And then they pour the rest over the fucking heads. And then they toss the bottle.
I can't believe those guys are
They would shake it. They would shake up 2 liter. Open it up and just shoot it.
Oh, no.
Literally shake it up.
Just shake it and shoot it.
And they'd shoot it off the ground.
They'll shake another one and open it up and just spray it.
That sounds really sticky.
And then the confetti comes down.
Confetti.
Streamers,
you name it.
Fuck.
And it was fucking crazy.
But that's a fun show.
Yeah, that's when people have fun.
That's the show that I want to go to, whether or not I like their music.
Yeah, see, a lot of people aren't really impressed by the music, but they're impressed by the energy, the raw chaos that I kind of bring.
I love their music, but I'm a crazy white bitch.
Their music is going to be better to you when they're doing this shit.
With the live performance.
Concerts are always better.
They had a lot of props.
There's bands.
Marilyn Manson does props.
Oh, yeah. Right. Totally. Yeah.
Alice Cooper does props.
We seen him and he had broke his foot.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he had a broken ankle.
That means he broke that hard.
Ozfest meet Knoxfest.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, we went there last November.
That was Ozfest.
That was Ozfest.
Yeah, Hector played Ozfest.
Yeah.
It was Ozfest.
You were there?
Yeah, not the last one, but the one before that, I won a battle of the bands with one of the bands I was in. I ended up playing on the Friday, I guess. It was with Metal Church. What was the name of that band? I hate myself right now. Armored Saint. They headlined a stage, and then we played with a couple other bands. And then the year before that, I played Knotfest with my band Rattlehead.
Fuck yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, play some big shows.
Speaking of some music.
Yeah.
We need to
play some.
Hell yeah.
We have four songs on here. I don't know which one you want. We usually do Dealer's Choice.
You could do Two Rock and Roll.
Two Rock and Roll.
This is our new single. It's going to be coming out on a split 7-inch with the band Crash from Texas.
Fuck yeah.
Okay.
We like it.
Yeah.
All right, here's Two Rock and Roll by Katie Ashley on Jenny's World Talk of the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel, iHeart Radio.
For the radio. About their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at MBMMusicLLC.com. That's MBMMusicLLC.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
This is Aunt Rose Goldfarb, and I'm on the bus to the casino. You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1 and iHeart Radio. Oh, Lord. Hey, this is Aunt Rose Goldfarb, and I'm on my way to the casino. I got my bottle of whiskey and my pack of Luckies, so I think I'm good. I'm gonna get lucky today. I can feel it. Anyway, you're listening to my niece Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1 and iHeart Radio. All right, hope you get lucky too.
God, my Aunt Rose is a crazy bitch. She's fucking crazy.
Sounds fun.
She likes to gamble, she drinks whiskey, and she smokes a pack of Luckies a day.
Oh, well, that's a great girl right there.
Yeah, she's a party gal. She's 82 years old, can't fucking see for shit.
That's what happens, though.
Man. Her nursemaid, Bougetta, is a real bitch. Bougetta. Fucking Bougetta. If you're listening, Bougetta, call in. 323-0030-815. Sorry, no.
Right.
Anyway, that was me. I'm just being funny. No, I do voiceover work. I like to fuck around.
Oh, that's great.
That was actually me.
I can kind of tell, just a little bit.
Because of the deep voice, how'd you know? Hell, you're on the air with Jenny's Real Talk on the Blog. Who are we talking to?
Hello.
Hello.
What is up?
What is up with you?
Who are you?
Who is this?
Who is this?
What the fuck?
This is Moses with Satanic Johnny.
Nice.
Hey, what's up, Moses? How you doing?
What's up, Moses?
Pretty good. How you guys doing?
Good.
Not bad.
Satanic Johnny. I like the fucking
name. Yeah, that's a cool name. What the fuck?
That's awesome.
Tell us more about it.
Well, Satanic Johnny, you know, it's the greatest band in the world. No,
oh, yeah?
No, it's just a band that I'm in. I've been working on for a couple of years.
Where are you guys from, Johnny?
We need to check that out.
Hell yeah.
Where are you guys from?
We are from Hollywood, California.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. We love Hollywood. Fuck yeah.
Nice.
Hollyweird. It's where it gets down.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, Hollywood, California, you know, where it could be Hollyweird sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, very much so.
Very true. We like
this
that.
This is a strange fucking city.
You going to be playing anywhere soon?
I
come
love
see
it.
You?
We're actually playing tonight at Los Globos in Echo Park.
Shit.
We're playing on Friday at Malone's in Santa Ana, which is probably like an hour drive.
Good
you know.
For you, man.
Well, but, hit us up at Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on Facebook and let us know your upcoming shows and we'll post them on our stuff.
Yeah, well, what was that? Jenny's Talk on the Block?
Yeah, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Yep. I will do that.
Yes, yep, sir. Yep.
I'm gonna get that tattooed on my forehead.
Yeah, that's what's up.
My husband has a tattooed on his ass. So what?
Really? Oh wow, that's pretty hardcore.
Can we see?
No, I put
JJ. Can we see?
No, I put my bitch on his ass. That's what I put.
That's a good one too.
That's how you do it. That's the best way to do it.
The night we got married.
Satanic Johnny.
So tell us, how did you get that name?
Satanic Johnny.
Yeah, I love that name,
bro. That name, Satanic
That's a great
Johnny.
Name.
Oh, Satanic Johnny. Okay, so check this
Who's
out.
Johnny?
Basically, I was at the... I had the studio on Santa Monica Boulevard a couple years back, and there was this guy that was totally weird. His name was Johnny. And he was like a total weird dude. Like he'd lock himself in his room for like weeks at a time, and he wouldn't even come out to take a piss. And
we're
like, and every time I see him, he'd be like, "Hey, how's it going? Hey, you know, all right, gotta go." Like all weird, you know. And I'm like, "What the hell's up with this guy?" Right. And every here and there, we'd hear like this weird, like chanting music coming out of his room.
Oh, fuck. That's great.
Yeah, yeah. So the joke was is that he was in there like worshiping the devil.
Oh,
you know? So
spells, man. Yeah, he's got to use enchantments.
Yeah, yeah. Like one day he just up and left. You know. So like in on our minds, you know, he's in there like killing chickens and doing.
I don't think he was doing that, but and I think he was some weird fucking guy doing some spells in the bathroom, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, because he wouldn't even come out to piss. He wouldn't even come out to like drink water or anything. Like
really?
He was in there like blood, for I swear for like a week at a time. And I used to party a lot, so I was always like around there. And I was always like awake. You know what I mean? So I knew what was going on in that building. You know.
So Johnny, if you're out there, you could give us a call, please, Johnny, yeah. Satanic Johnny. Yeah. We'd love to hear from you too. If you are still alive and out there.
Yeah. If you're worshiping,
yeah. So one day, check this out. Just to end the long story, one day he up and left and he disappeared. And I was talking to my ex guitar player, and we were talking about like you know renaming the band and doing a new. Sorry, we have an ambulance here. We got a new band going. We need a new name, whatever. And then I just brought up the question. I was like, hey. What the hell happened to Satanic Johnny?
And that's
and
it right
boom.
There. Yeah.
Wow. Rifle,
that's almost Rifle. Great names are made. Like, you know, it's just like.
That was it.
Out of nowhere, out of thin air. Like a spell he casted.
We like that, though.
Yeah. It was like the angels from the heavens were like.
You mean more like, Lucifer from below. But, you know, same difference.
Yeah. It was a sign from God.
That's some good shit.
This Moses guy sounds like someone we need on our show.
Yeah,
yeah right? Why don't you come on down? We're here on Sherman Way.
Satanic Johnny.
Moses from
Sherman Way. What? Oh, you guys are like in North Hollywood, right?
Sherman Oaks, bro.
Yeah, Sherman Oaks.
Yeah. Sherman Oaks. Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'm right around there, too. Shit, I'm dumb.
Well, we got 13 minutes left of the
broadcast. Yeah, I don't think there's enough time for that. But
we can feature you maybe on our show just with your band.
Satanic Johnny.
Wait,
Johnny.
Yeah, really? Am I allowed to cuss, though?
Yes, the fuck you are.
Fuck yeah, you are.
All the goddamn motherfucking
time.
Fuck,
I swear shit. As
so I can say
whatever.
Shit, fuck, piss,
you can say whatever the fuck you want.
Beep, beep, beep.
You can even say Satanic Johnny.
You can even come to a spell down here as long as it doesn't fuck us up.
You can say your balls itch.
Yeah. Let's do it. I'm down.
Well, hit us up on
Facebook.
We are here for the women.
No, I'm just kidding.
Right. Well, hit us up on Facebook, Moses, and we can bring you on the show.
Fuck yeah.
In the future.
Woo.
We can schedule you.
All right, cool,
on.
Man. It was nice talking to y'all.
Hell yeah, man.
You guys.
All right, later, man.
Have a good show tonight, buddy.
Thank you. Yes, have a wonderful show.
All right, man, thank you.
Tonight
all
right. Is Friday. Fuck yeah.
Satanic Johnny.
Satanic Johnny. We like Moses from Satanic Johnny.
What a great guy.
That was awesome.
That was really
that
interesting.
That was very entertaining.
Yeah, I like that. That was fun.
Now, segueing back to music.
Play another song, baby.
And we've talked so much about awesome shit that we haven't been playing music. Which one do you want to do next?
You could do the Gypsy Curse. And that's
which one's that? Is that the Katie Ashley track one?
No, I think it'd probably be the one titled The Gypsy Curse.
Oh, okay, I don't have that one. I have one that says 01.
You could do that one. That's the Angel.
Okay. Right. And then I have Hollywood Vigilante.
You could do the Angel. Hollywood Vigilante.
Yeah, that one's better.
You could do that one.
You want to do that one?
No.
You can do that
better.
One, sure.
Let's do Hollywood Vigilante. All right, Hollywood Vigilante. Oh, Jenny's going to talk at the block. Katie Ashley.
Listen up.
Here we go now. Still asleep at night. It's getting late. Music sucks tonight. You start to hold a play. In the corner I see a crying despair. Some girl has drank the way too much, cause she didn't watch the band. She goes down. I'm the Hollywood vigilante. Ow! She goes down. Cause I just saved this city. Take all you other fans, lock you all away, eh? Cause you failed this city. And she goes down. have an ego. I want to live in the hills. The hills have eyes.
Yeah.
That was a double feature.
That was a double feature of Katie Ashley.
Yes.
Hollywood vigilante.
So, Jenny, I got some records here for you. A couple party favorites. I don't know if you guys, I don't know if you play vinyl, but.
I will now.
Oh, my God. It's vinyl.
Fuck yeah.
We are pro vinyl. We love vinyl.
We've never gotten vinyl before.
No. Thank you.
This is the first on Jenny's Real Talk in the Block.
You got it, man.
Fuck yeah.
Vinyl. We love
you. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, we love you, Jenny. It's great.
Look at this shit.
We love you guys.
Of course.
Katie Ashley is our new friend. Our new bestest of friends.
Look at this one, baby.
We're in Hollywood with Hector. Woo, yeah.
Look what he got. Seagram 7.
I love it.
Oh, yeah. Me passed out in the bathtub.
Yeah.
It happens every now and then.
Awesome.
Who is this?
Somebody took a picture of it.
Bro.
That's you.
That's fucking me. can't tell.
Somebody left you laying there and took a picture of it. Yeah, it was even
pretty
better.
Pretty much.
That sounds like something we'd do in New England.
Well, I was gonna take a shower, but you know,
we'll draw on you.
Yes, we'll draw a dick on your forehead.
I don't remember.
Oh yeah, New England people are a bunch of assholes. We're gonna draw a dick on your face, some balls on your chin.
I did that to my lead.
That sounds like.
And he's from out here, and he was like, "Dude, I forgot.
So horrible.
I had my shoes on or shoes off or something." I was like, "Dude, I'm gonna still draw on you sleeping."
It's a New England thing. Yeah. Don't try to understand it.
Yeah. Never been there, but one day
we like to fuck with people. Like, is there your family like mine? We all fuck with each other.
Yeah,
hardcore.
Pretty much.
Like
really.
We're always like ripping on each other.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And I tell everybody, all my friends, people I've worked with, anybody I've ever met in my life, I tell them, if I'm not fucking with you, it means I don't like you.
Right.
And if I don't like you, you're gonna know really fucking quick.
Yeah.
Because it's not gonna be any more of the fucking around, Jenny. Yeah. You're gonna get the other Jenny, and it's not good because I've killed things bigger than a human.
Oh, no.
Don't make me do it.
Scared.
One bear, one moose, and three deer.
Ooh,
I love it.
Wow. Yes,
I like to kill things. I'm just kidding. Animals for food, of course. Come on now. We don't need to do that for anything.
We have any more songs?
But, no, well, we don't have enough time for it. We have two, you know, like.
We're almost out of time here, JJ.
We're at that time now, though. We want to thank our wonderful guests.
Yes, Katie Ashley, the band.
And Hector. The drummer. From New England, who's our new awesome friend.
Thanks for having us, Jenny. We really, really appreciate it.
From Connecticut, we love it. Yeah, love Connecticut.
Shout out to Allison from Metal Day Man.
Yes, thank you, Ed. Thank you, Allison.
Thanks for booking me, Allison.
Thank you, Allison Collins. Yes.
It was a pleasure.
We love you. We love you.
Thank you, Allison.
We love you.
We played the commercial. I also wanted to say all those people out in the L.A. area, we recorded our stuff at L.A. Rehearsal.
Okay.
It's located on 5327 Santa Monica.
I've heard of that place.
Yeah. Brent Becker. I actually work there too.
What's it called again?
LA Rehearsal.
LA Rehearsal Studios. Yeah. They call it Rehearsal Studios.
Yeah, there's Rehearsal Studios and there's a recording studio as well.
Okay, I've heard of
it. And we have a really nice recording studio, nice mic breeze, good microphone choices, and very affordable for all those local bands that are trying to do something with their band.
What about local DJs that have to pre-record
everything?
Absolutely.
They do whatever.
You come in.
Brent's not going to turn down money.
No.
Many occasions I haven't had enough, and he's just like, oh, whatever.
Yeah,
he literally
charges.
He's a cool guy.
Like the equivalent of peanuts at a circus.
Well, it would be way closer than the other one I was looking at, but I found it on PeerSpace. Anyway.
Yeah, so like us on Katie Ashley Band on Facebook.
Yes, all your social media. What else? I saw you Katie.Ashley on Instagram.
I have Anarchy Rock and Roll on Instagram.
Okay,
but
Anarchy Rock and Roll.
Pretty much like on Katie Ashley Band is the Facebook.
Katie Ashley Band on Facebook.
Okay. And thanks for having us, Jenny. It was a blast.
I found you a sleaze tease also.
All right. Yeah, that's my personal site. And if you're in the LA area looking record stores, I mean, you'll probably see some of our vinyl. And if you have a record player, pick one up.
Yes, vinyl. Check out this vinyl.
Support local music.
Ashley, always support local music. Please.
Definitely.
Please.
That's all we have, guys.
Check it out.
Shout out to Ignis.
Yes.
We know it. All right, well, you've been listening to another wonderful episode of Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1, iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, all Amazon Alexa devices, and now on Spotify. We will be back next week for another awesome installment of our show.
Yeah.
On Wednesday, like always, from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Next week, actually, it's a three. It's a two-parter. It's a two-hour episode where we're going to have a special two different you know, groups like we like to do. We like to shake it up a little bit. Next week, actually, is Nanishka Torres, author of The Prince. It is a book about the LGBT community. Okay. And so it's a very heartwarming, heartfelt type of story. So she will be in with us. I'm not sure she'll be in studio or calling in, but she will be during the first hour of the broadcast from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Second hour of the broadcast from 4 to 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time will be Hurt and the Heartbeat.
Yeah.
What up, James Lewis and all our buddies from Hurt and the Heartbeat?
Yeah.
We welcome you back to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
Yeah.
We'll see you next Wednesday. All right. We're out of here. Have a good one.
Gotta go, y'all.
Get drunk, everyone.
Later, y'all.
And go listen
smoke a fat one.
Go listen to Katie Ashley.
Yes. Yeah.
Hollywood, baby. Hollywood.
Holly Weird.
Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.